Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Golfers, listen, because we speak their language every Sunday right here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Hi, everyone. We are back locked and loaded with the Memorial Day weekend edition of Tee to Green. Thanks for listening, and thanks for taking time on your holiday weekend to check us out. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell. The Duke Robert DeCos is in master control, and on the show today, we'll be asking the question, is Scottie Scheffler for real, or is he just a good player having a temporary great run that'll end with him being another five-year golf flash in the pan? Fair or unfair? Well, we'll talk about that today with Tom Edrington, former PGA Tour player, former PGA Tour caddy, and retired golf journalist who joins us to look at Scottie Scheffler's golf game and breaks it all down. Up first, though, a behind-the-scenes look at putting on a major sporting event, a professional golf tournament with our good friend Doug Habgood. Doug's been doing this for a long, long time, and his new company is called Par 5. They've been around since 2022. Their portfolio includes this year's Walker Cup, next year's U.S. Open, and next month's U.S. Senior Open to be played here in Colorado Springs at the Broadmoor. Doug Habgood, back with us today, right here on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest. Save me from the double bogey blues.
It's America's longest-running network radio golf show, Tee to Green, now on Sirius Channel 217 and the Sirius XM app, the SXM app, where you can listen anytime, anywhere, any place. Tee to Green, also streamed live at our syndicator, San Francisco-based SportsByline.com. I'm Jay Ritchie, teeing it up and talking golf next with Doug Habgood of Par 5 Event Management here on Tee to Green.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2025 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 7/2025. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation of single line gold unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
Progressive presents advice on new teen drivers.
You know, the hardest part about teaching your teen to drive is the chafing from the seatbelt. But the best part is the grip strength you build in your knuckles. Okay, now let's pull out of the driveway.
Here's another tip. Offset a chunk of the cost of adding a teen to your insurance with Progressive's teen driver discount and get a break from the break. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states or situations.
You're a top source for golf news and entertainment on the radio, online, and on your smartphone. It's Tee to Green. It's the Golf Show. Back with you for another special holiday edition. Happy, I guess, is it okay to say happy Memorial Day, everyone? But whatever you're doing, wherever you are, whatever you're doing this weekend, we hope you are enjoying yourself and remembering what the Memorial Day weekend actually is all about. I'm Jay Ritchie. We've got Robert DeCosa, the Duke, in Master Control, and Debbie O'Connell. I'm not sure. We're trying to track down Debbie. Don't know if she's on a golf course somewhere, what she's doing this weekend, but hopefully she'll be joining us as well. Special show for you today. Later in the hour, good buddy Tom Edrington, former PGA Tour player, former PGA Tour caddy, and now retired golf journalist, will be here to ask the question everyone is, to answer the question everyone in golf is asking these days: is Scottie Scheffler for real? Is the guy in it for the long run, for the long haul? Is he going to, at some point in his career, enter the GOAT conversation? Or is he just another really good golfer who's having a really good run, and 4 or 5 years down the road will just fall back into the pack? Later in the hour, of course, Tom Edrington here on Tee to Green. Our first guest standing by, ready to go on the Tee to Green guest line. We haven't had this guy on the show for quite a while. I hadn't seen Doug Habgood for several years until we ran into each other a couple of weeks ago at Media Day here for the upcoming Senior Open at the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs. We're happy to run into him and happy to bring him back on Tee to Green, the executive director of the 2025 U.S. Senior Open with his new company, partnering now with Par 5 Management Company. We welcome Doug Habgood back to Tee to Green. Hey, Doug, how are you?
I'm doing great, Jay. Good to be back.
Yeah, good to have you back on. I was happy to see you and catch up a little bit, and it's always good when you see somebody that you haven't heard from or talked to in a while. So we got a lot to catch up with today, a lot to bring our audience up to date with. First off, let's talk about Par 5 and a little bit about them, their history, background, and your background as well in the event management business. When did it all start for you?
Well, I guess it kind of started right out of college. I was in my hometown. There was a Champions Tour event there, and I interned with them for free, of course. But got a lot of experience and ended up that landed me a job with an LPGA event in Daytona Beach as a paid intern, which was great. And then, you know, that led to becoming a sales director and then a tournament director. And so really, ever since I got out of college, I, you know, have been doing golf events and managing major events, you know, across the country. And it's been a ton of fun.
Yeah, and then you ended up with Bruno Management, Bruno Event Management for a while, and tell us a little bit about that experience. That's kind of really where you got your feet wet, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I got I was working with a company called Executive Sports initially, which is actually was a division of Golden Bear, which was obviously Jack Nicklaus's empire, or still is, and I. With Executive Sports, I had left for about 6 months, and I got a phone call from an old friend from Executive Sports that's telling me that he had joined Bruno Event Team, and he had just landed a bunch of USGA business. He had gotten the 04, 05, and 06 Women's and Senior Open all across the country and needed some help. And so he asked me to report to Denver and Cherry Hills for the 2005 U.S. Women's Open, and that's really where it started. I pulled into Denver at the beginning of 2003 for that event, so that's where it got started with Bruno.
Was this something that you saw yourself doing at any point, or is this something that you happened to fall into, really liked what you were doing, and really dove into it head first?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. You look around the landscape now, there's a lot of specialties and educational offerings related to event management now. So, I mean, you can, you know, major in this, you can get your master's. And really, when I was in school, I went to the University of South Carolina. I was studying advertising management and literally walked past the door and there was a little sign on it just said, you know, sports management school. So I walked in and there was the dean, and talked to him a little bit about what he was doing, and ended up grabbing as many courses as I could. And that's really where I kind of got interested. You know, we took some pretty cool classes. You know, we took venue management and things like that, and we ended up volunteering at concerts and other activities on campus. And you know, you got some real experience, and that's kind of where it started, and I've been doing it ever since.
You never know where life is going to lead you. Doug Hadgood, Executive Director of next month's U.S. Senior Open, that's being played here at the Broadmoor again in Colorado Springs, and he's the partner with Par 5, a new, as of 2022, event management company. So tell us, Doug, about, well, before we get to that, do we have Debbie? Is Debbie on the line with us? Deb, are you there? Just checking. Okay. Before we get to talking about the Senior Open, let's talk a little bit about Par 5, Doug, and the history of that. 2022, so you haven't been around that long.
No, and it's kind of an interesting story, and obviously, people are aware of this major shakeup within golf. But while I was still with Bruno Event Team, a former colleague reached out and said, "Hey, we want to talk to you about LIV Golf." And, you know, at that point, LIV Golf was sort of, you know, being rumored. It wasn't real yet. And so Sean, my colleague, and I took the call. And they got on, and they were pretty straightforward and said, "Hey, Bruno Event Team, we'd like you to manage all of our domestic events in 2022. And so we went down that road, and as you guys know, there was lots of controversy between the tour and LIV from the onset, and Bruno Event Team had and still has a very good relationship with the PGA Tour and the LPGA and others. And so, you know, one thing led to another. Bruno Benteen decided to pass on the opportunity, and a couple of us looked at each other like, you know, I don't think something like this is going to come again in our lifetime. And that's when we started putting pencil to paper and building par five from the ground, literally. That's where we got our start. And we were awarded the first season of, actually the first two seasons of domestic events for LIV Golf, which got us started. And we still continue to do that, as well as USGA and some other non-golf events.
Has a lot of the furor over LIV Golf and a lot of the, for lack of a better term, rancor between top organizations in golf, has that died down a little bit? Is it still simmering in the background, or where do you see that right now?
Well, compared to where it was initially, it certainly has died down. Those were incredible times. And so I think everybody sort of, you know, settled a little bit on both sides, and so it's a much easier landscape to manage. But it's been fascinating to be involved from, you know, almost day one with LIV Golf, and just to be a part of this, you know, breakthrough league and what it's done. And you know, I think they do a lot of interesting things, and you know, it's been rewarding for us to build a company from zero. So it, you know, it brings all the things that you'd ever want in your career. It's great challenges and great rewards, and we've got a, you know, an awesome team that we put together that can take on any challenge you put in front of them.
LIV Golf, certainly a different approach to professional golf, and kind of a right-hand 90-degree turn from what the PGA Tour had been doing through all these years. How did you handle that, or was it that much of a leap for you?
Well, I think, you know, you got to remember that some of the concepts with LIV were pretty foreign to everybody, and still are. But, you know, even the shotgun start, you know, we sort of thought, you know, where is this headed? Can that really work? And now we're the biggest believers out there. We think it's a great way to present golf. This is the way it condenses the day.
All right. Doug Habgood, partner with Par 5 and executive director of the upcoming U.S. Senior Open. He's going to do another segment with us. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with more of Tee to Green after this.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Talking golf, 52 weeks a year and loving it. That's what we do. That's our specialty right here on Tee to Green, the golf show. I'm Jay Ritchie, and great to have you with us on this Memorial Day holiday weekend, the first big weekend of summer of 2025, and a lot of big golf events coming up this year. And our guest who's with us right now is going to be involved to the nth degree with several of them. We're talking to Doug Habgood. He is the executive director of the 2025 U.S. Senior Open Championship. That's coming up next month here at the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs. He's also going to be with Par 5 Group, some of the other events in their portfolio, the U.S. Adaptive Open, that's for disabled golfers from the USGA, the 2025 Walker Cup match at Cypress Point, and in the future, next year's U.S. Open at Shinnecock Hills, and Senior Open at Prairie Dunes in 2029. The company started in 2022, Par 5 Group, and Doug's been with them since its inception. And, you know, people go, I think one of the hardest things in the world in sports has to be to put on a golf tournament, a major outdoor sporting event. You're talking about hundreds of acres of ground. You're talking about over 100,000 fans over 4 days of play, in addition to a couple of days of practice rounds, a small army of volunteers, and all these people. And it all comes together, and when you show up, present your ticket at the gate, going to watch golf, most of the time it runs pretty smooth. So my hat is off to people like Doug Habgood and all the people in the golf event business. Doug, you're not just doing golf tournaments, are you? At Par 5, you're expanding into other events.
Yes, we are, and I think. You know, one of the things that we have coming up next summer we're really excited about is the U.S. Special Olympics in Minneapolis. We've been working on that project for a long time and very impressed with the organization and really looking forward to it. But, you know, we are in conversations about trying to get a piece of the World Cup coming to North America. Obviously, we have our sights on LA 28 and, you know, being involved in that as well. So, you know, it's a really cool time to be in the U.S. with these types of major international competitions. I mean, I don't know how you get any bigger than those two. And so we feel very fortunate. We have good connections, you know, into these organizations. And like I said, you know, our team is very talented. You know, we're not going to run, you know, LA 28 from top to bottom, but you give us, you know, an important task, and we'll make sure it's done and done well. So, pretty exciting time.
Yeah, our listeners, our Tee to Green listeners, being golf fans, I'm sure most of them have attended events. And as I said, by the time the fans show up, it's pretty much a well-oiled machine. But before that, days, weeks, months, even years. All of these behind-the-scenes things have been going on to turn it into a well-oiled machine, and that's where people like you and Par 5 management comes in, right?
Yeah, I think, you know, that's really our specialty. It's what we enjoy doing, and we want to present a seamless experience for everyone that's out there, whether you're a fan or a media member or a player or a caddy, anyone that's on the property. But yes, there is a massive amount of work that goes on just to present the event. I mean, every police post has a certain on and off time that, you know, every venue has to be connected now with technology and video and internet. Scoring has to be precise. So, and then you have to, you know, work with a television network to give them everything that they need and what they need in the breaks and what they need in their compound and what they need in their announce booths. And there's many, many checklists, but it's all something that our team really enjoys. We get a bunch of volunteers that are passionate about this, and, you know, credit to the Broadmoor. There's no place like Broadmoor, and they, you know, all of their people are engaged. They're a phone call away, and if you need something, they'll do it right away. And I know that's no surprise to you, Jeff.
Yeah, the Broadmoor's hosted the U.S. Women's Open 2011, a couple of senior opens 2018. So is the blueprint kind of in place when you go to a place like the Broadmoor where these events have been held within the last decade or 15 years or so? And does that make it any easier?
I would say there's a framework. And it's amazing what, you know, you can remember and dig up from 7 or 8 years ago and what you can't. And so there's obviously going to be some nuances, and you always want to keep everything fresh. But in general, yes, the overall setup and plan is very similar. But when you drill down, there's lots and lots of nuances. And even looking back from 08 to 11 to 18, the same thing. So we're always trying to get better. We're always trying to, you know, use the feedback that we get to make adjustments and, you know, to present a championship the best way that we can.
Yeah, I know I mentioned earlier some of the events. One of the events that's coming up is like the 2029 Senior Open at Prairie Dunes in Kansas. That's 4 years out, but in terms of hosting these kind of events, 4 years isn't really that long, is it?
No, and that group is tremendous. I mean, that golf course is outstanding. They're very proud of it there, and they should be. But, yes, we engaged with them early on, and I think, you know, we have to get creative with how we raise money for these championships now. And so that's what we wanted to get a jump start on, and they already have really – they're off and running, so they're doing a great job to get themselves into a great financial position. And, of course, they'll be coming to the Broadmoor to visit and say hi to all the USGA folks, so it'll be great to see them here and know that they'll be one more event closer to being on deck.
You've been doing this a while now. What in your mind is the most biggest challenge or the hardest part of what you do there at Par 5?
Oh, well, I think in Par 5 in general, it's just sort of, you know, managing our current business while still trying to look ahead, and also operating the company in the proper way. When it comes to the women or the U.S. Senior Open, I don't know if there's one great challenge. I think the great challenge is the sum of all the little ones. And, again, you know, they take great detail and great time, but I'm very proud of the team that we have, not only on the ground, but, you know, our Par 5 group employees that are around the country that support this event. And then, you know, we integrate very well with the USGA and their championship staff. You layer in the Broadmoor and the city of Colorado Springs, and you got a pretty good recipe for success.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about the Senior Opens coming up. What it's the end of next month. What are the exact dates and some of the particulars for the this time around the Senior Open at the Broadmoor?
Yes, yeah, so we're June 25 through 29, so basically the weekend right prior to 4th of July, and you know we're really excited about this. Again, if you've not been to the Broadmoor, it's the longest standing five-star, five-diamond resort in the country. And it's spectacular. So, you know, this is an opportunity for people all over the world to come and see Colorado Springs. I think we have ticket buyers and volunteers from over 45 states, which doesn't happen at Senior Open very often. And, you know, this is the East Course is a major championship venue. And I think we had three players under par in 2018. So, yeah, it's altitude, and, you know, your ball will go a little further, but this is a really tough test for the players. We've been very successful with our crowds here. You're in, you know, with these previous events, having in and around 100,000 fans for the week, which is quite remarkable these days for these types of championships. And then, you know, we're just excited to bring TV in here and then have a lot of opportunities for families and kids to get engaged.
It's next month. It'll be here before you know it. The 2025 U.S. Senior Open at the Broadmoor. He's the executive director of that event and a partner with Par 5. Doug Habgood, our guest today on TD Green. Doug, thanks. We'll see you in a few weeks. Looking forward to it.
All right, Jay. Thanks. Give my best to Debbie. I hope you find your food.
Yeah, we'll track her down. Thanks, Doug. Doug Habgood with us today on TD Green. Up next, Scotty Scheffler. Is he for real? We'll talk to Tom Edrington about that. Stay with us.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solution Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997, 800-659-7997, 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both airline and hotel with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time.
800-256-4816, 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674,
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
It's news, it's interviews, and it's lots of fun every week for anybody and everyone interested in golf. That's us right here at Tee to Green, the golf show. I'm Jay Ritchie, Robert DeCosis in Master Control. And before we get to Tom Edrington, our next guest, a quick reminder from our buddies at Divot Magazine. If you're tired of paying too much for golf, listen up. You need to get the Green Saver. You can pick it up in a book format at $54, mobile format for your phone at $49, or both the book and mobile for just $74. What do you get? Well, access to 71 golf courses, 20 indoor golf facilities, and free green fees, buy one, get ones, 50% off green fees, free cart rentals, free range balls, free golf club analysis and golf club adjustment, free putter grip, free tour alignment sticks, free Brew Saver membership. That alone is a $29 value. And new this year, you buy one, you get one course clubhouse food and beverage coupon. The Green Saver, your ticket to year-round discounted golf at top courses and indoor facilities throughout Colorado and Nevada. The more you play, the more you're going to save. It's that simple. For more information or to order, go to greensavergolf.com. That's greensavergolf.com. Never pay full price to golf again. Tom Edrington standing by on the Tee to Green guest line. Let's welcome him back to the show. I think we had him on last time back in early September to talk a little golf. Hi, Tom. How you doing?
Good morning, Jay. How are you, sir?
I'm good. You know, I was watching Scottie Scheffler last week, and I'm watching the guy, and it looks like he's not even trying, and he's running away with a major championship. And I'm thinking, is this guy that good? Is everybody else that bad? Where did he come from? Is it fair to ask? Is he for real? And I started thinking about who can I get on the show to ask those questions and get some no BS answers, and the first guy that popped up into my head was you, Tom Edrington, former player, former caddy, and former golf journalist. So you got the background to talk about a guy like Scottie Scheffler. Tell us, is he for real?
Oh, he's beyond for real. He keeps getting better. You know, if Scottie's not a, you know, guy that came out of nowhere, he was an accomplished junior player. I mean, you know, when you're 10 years old and Lee Vino knows who you are, that's a pretty good start in your golf life. And, you know, Scottie's had the same teacher since he was 8 years old, Randy Smith. And just, you know, Scottie just got progressively better and better and better. And I think you and I were talking the other day. I think what really turned the tables for him was getting a great caddy also in Teddy Scott. You know, those two are a dynamic team, and Scottie is just, if you look at it, all you got to do is look at his stats. I'm not a big stat guy, but I had to take a glance. I mean, he's number one in scoring average. If you had to pick a stat to lead the tour, that'd be it. I want to be lead the tour in scoring. He's number
scoring,
one in
scoring average,
yeah. Strokes gained approach, he's number one. Strokes gained total, he's number one. He's number three in scrambling, number 15 in putting. When you're as good as him, you don't need to be in the top 10 putting. And just to show you how little driving distance means, take a guess, Jay, where he is in driving distance.
Driving distance, probably, what, top five?
Number 77.
Oh, geez, okay. Wow.
It's been so long since I looked at driving distance, but everybody's averaging 300 yards. But the only problem with driving distance stats is they measure two holes, you know, and sometimes guys might break the but that's the most deceiving stat of all of them because it's only measured on two holes.
So who Scott, you mentioned Ted Scott, his caddy. What's his background?
Well, Teddy was Bubba Watson's caddy, you know, and Teddy's got to be the best guy in the world because Bubba Watson's a total head case. I mean, I think he was at the Travelers one year. Bubba just went on this tirade where he was berating Teddy as he walked to the, you know, from Pete Green on a par three. And I said, man, this guy is you know, is got the patience of a saint to take all this Bubba. And, you know, Bubba and him parted ways, which was the greatest thing that ever happened to Penn Scott. Right, and he basically got be interviewed by him. Oh, and so he gave Scotty the nod, and those two have been great together. They continue to be great. And Scotty just keeps improving. Talk about a guy that hits his irons better than anybody as far as distance control. I mean, that's the thing that, you know, Randy Smith talked about from a very early age. Scotty earned distance control on all his clubs. And that's really paying off for him as he's gotten better and better. And he stayed with the same team now forever. And, you know, you see guys jumping around, this teacher, that teacher, I'm talking about. But Scotty's, you know, Randy knows his game better than anybody. He did take a little bit of putting guidance from Phil King, putting guru. And Scotty's just going to continue to get better. I mean, this guy's going to be a factor for a long time. I'll give you a perfect example of Scotty being Scotty. I'm watching him yesterday on ESPN Plus before it came on. And Scotty pulled it left. That's his miss. He'll start pulling drives like he did on the front nine of the final. He's hit it left down this incline, down a 50-degree incline, where there's, you know, bushes and stuff and plenty of things that don't have shoulders. And it's like, can you just pop it out of there? Scotty ends up hitting it, and he hits the green from a buck 48 out and 15 feet. And all the nobody can believe, how did he get that? Scotty Scheffler, that's awesome.
Yeah, we're with Tom Edrington talking about Scotty Scheffler. He was on the tour and a pretty good player, and then all of a sudden he just sort of broke himself away from the rest of the pack and went from good to pretty good to great, and now winning three majors in the last three or four years. Was there something that happened? Was there a point of no return or some big drastic change in his game, or was it adding Ted Scott to his bag? What made the difference?
I think the fact is that Scotty, you know, is a guy that just kept improving. You know, on the tour, you gotta kind of feel your way around out there, and he did that. Sure, it helped, you know, to have a really great camp. That helped him. But, you know, he started learning the greens at different courses that they play, and all of a sudden, you know, his ball striking he just keeps improving. You know, that I think that you look at a lot of guys that peak and then Justin Thomas. You know, he really on an uptrend and then on a huge downtrend, and he's still trying to find his way back, but is having a really rough time. Ricky Fowler is another guy. He took life here in yesterday's round, but yesterday I'm looking at Scotty yesterday. I mean, Scotty was looking at 61. He shot 64 with three bogeys, including a missed six-footer on the last hole. But he's still right sniffing distance of a bunch of guys. You know, the way you look at the final round is you don't look at the strokes. You look at who's between you and the lead, how many players are between you and the lead. And there's not many guys between Scotty and the leader. And the guys that aren't your most experienced guys in winning tour. So it could be very interesting today if Scotty gets off to a real fast start and, you know, all of a sudden he lets them know, hey, I'm coming for you. Then things get pretty nervy out there.
Yeah, let's talk about the competition. You know, Muhammad Ali had Joe Frazier, and Jack Nicklaus had Arnold Palmer and Gary Player, and so on and so forth. Who is the competition now? Who's the competition now for Scottie Scheffler?
Xander Schauffele is supposed to be, really, really good, who's been improving, but I don't know what, Xander is a hook. It's going left. So, and he's been kind of searching for it a little bit. His dad was his coach for a long time, and now he's not in. I don't know who he's working with. Jordan Spieth isn't good anymore. And John Rahm and Bryson DeChambeau are the only guys I believe from LIV can even be a factor in any majors. Because, I asked you the other day, who's gone to the LIV and gotten better? Bryson's one trick pony. Let's hit a wedge 200 yards and hit it a mile in the air. But unfortunately for Bryson, everything's a mathematical formula, but he can't formulate changes in wind.
How about Rory?
Rory's Rory. I mean, Rory can be, if everything's going perfect for Rory, he's can win any time. But Rory's doesn't have the steadiness that Scotty does. He doesn't have, Scheffler is so, cool hand Luke out there. He doesn't get mad at himself and doesn't show a lot of emotion. He finally did when on the last hole of the PGA when he won. He fired a cap down, but he was jacked. So Scotty just knows about this.
Yeah, his steadiness, a real strength. Does he have any weaknesses that you can see?
He'll tend to get a little, left pull driver, and his putt can be. But that's the same for everybody. Nobody's putting lights out all the time. And I think Tiger summed it up best. He says, if Scotty puts great, blows the field away. If he puts pretty good, wins. If he puts bad, he finishes fifth.
Yeah. How about he's 28 years old? His future. How many more majors do you see him winning?
Well, he's got, you'd figure between 20 and 30 at 10 years. That's 40 majors. He's got 40 majors facing him in prime. So I think he's going to be the guy that gets the double-digit majors.
Double-digit majors for Scottie Scheffler. Tom Edrington with us today on Tee to Green. Tom, thanks for the great analysis on Scottie Scheffler. And before I cut you free, a word or two about Jim Dent, who passed away a couple of weeks ago. I know you guys were pretty good buddies.
Knew Jim from long, long ago. He was a fixture out at Rogers Park, which public course here in Tampa that was built in the 50s by Willie Black, and it was it was historical course because it was one of the few courses, in the days of segregation where black players could play, and the city of Tampa revived it and redid it and made it a great place back in the 70s. And Jim Dent was like, he was like the Pope out there. When he shows up, everybody was just going crazy. And I'd catch him sometimes, practicing over in the short game area. And he still, even when he was in the, late 70s, he'd still come out there and hit balls and still had a great fluid swing and just a wonderful guy, so engaged. He had that little slick smile, and everybody called him Big Boy because he was bitching everybody.
Jim Dent. We lost him just a couple of weeks ago. Tom Edrington with us today on Tee to Green. Tom, appreciate you taking the time once again to join us. Have a great rest of the weekend, and you take care, buddy. Good to talk to you again.
Thank you. Remember those who gave their lives to work on.
Tom Edrington on Tee to Green. We've got more show to come, and we'll be right back after this. Stay with us.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
This is sponsored by Checkers and Rallies. The second Friday of each July is officially National French Friday, and everybody knows that Checkers and Rallies' tasty burgers, hot dogs, and chicken sandwiches are best with an order of fully loaded French fries to complete the meal. Across the United States, Checkers and Rally's drive-in restaurants are gearing up for a delicious celebration. From July 1st through the 12th, they are offering a chance to win a fully loaded French fry pass, which gets you free fully loaded fries for a year. That's enough for one regular size fully loaded fries each week for 52 weeks. 100 winners will be selected. Visit frygiveaway.com to enter. Must be a U.S. resident, 18 or older. No purchase necessary to enter. Plus, in honor of Checkers and Rally's moving National French Fry Day to be on a Friday, Rewards App members can get a free regular size fully loaded fries with any purchase starting Friday, July 12th, the real Friday, through Sunday, July 14th. Remember, you must be a member of the Checkers and Rally's Rewards program to get this app-based offer. So download the app and join today.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
The fastest hour in radio and the quickest hour in golf. It's Tee to Green, the golf show. It's been a quick hour, but we're not done yet. Got something for you here. I bet you didn't know that the LPGA Legends Tour, which is kind of the ladies' version of the Tour Champions, the PGA Tour for the guys, is going strong, and it's changed one of the major tournaments they have. The Senior LPGA Championship is now the LPGA Legends Championship. They're playing it near St. George, Utah, at Hurricane, Utah. It's spelled like hurricane, but it's pronounced hurricane, at Copper Rock, the golf course there. And Christy Kerr, it just was played, it ended, and Christy Kerr, the winner, with a two-shot victory over Moira Dunn. Christy Kerr's first win anywhere since 2017. She's 47 years old, 20 LPGA Tour wins, a couple of majors. Christy Kerr, winner of the LPGA Legends Championship in Utah this week. Hey, our thanks to Doug Habgood for joining us from Par 5 Group. You can Google Par 5 Group and find out more information there, or go to usga.org to find out more about the upcoming Senior U.S. Open at the Broadmoor next month. And our thanks to Tom Edrington for joining us as well. That's it. Hope you enjoyed it. Till next time, hit 'em long, hit 'em straight.